The royal wedding of 1981 seized the imagination of the whole world.
She was what the royal family were looking for. She was the archetypal virgin.
With the birth of Prince William, the future of the monarchy seemed secure.
Does Prince William have a favourite toy?
He loves his koala bear, he's got.
But behind the scenes, Princess Diana was finding public life a strain.
She started to suffer from bulimia nervosa, this eating disorder.
Prince Charles became jealous of her immense popularity. And the shadow of his former mistress, Camilla Parker Bowles, loomed large. Although the public had no idea, by the time Prince Harry was born in 1984, Diana felt the royal marriage was over in all but name.
And they drove away to Kensington Palace to start life quietly and alone as a newly enlarged family.
Today on The Diana Years, we revisit the next chapter in Diana's life through rarely seen archive footage and through many of her own personal music favourites of the time. In April 1985, Prince Charles and Princess Diana made an official visit to Italy. It was unusually long for a foreign tour. It lasted 17 days and included many of Italy's most famous sights. You saw me standing by the wall. As she had done on previous foreign visits, Princess Diana pulled in huge crowds and captivated them with her charm. But this only intensified Prince Charles's feelings of jealousy.
They went to a private lunch on an island on Lake Maggiore, the appropriately named Isola Bella.
But what is remarkable about the royal couple is not perhaps that the marriage turned out to be unhappy for them both, but that they soldiered on, enduring their private difficulties for an extraordinarily long time. Prince Charles and Princess Diana did not in fact separate for nearly a decade after their marriage had failed.